Michael in Belfast. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Stephen. Well, Stephen, I just being an ordinary punter, Stephen.
The services aren't unsustainable. Government becomes unsustainable. Go ahead, Michael.
Stephen, just being an ordinary punter, I can see us taking the first steps towards a third world country. You have people up on that hill who, believe it or believe it not, in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, don't know what they're doing, are not fit for government, are not fit for purpose. And all I can see coming out of that is our own self-interest. You know, they don't care about the working class people. So, you know, third world country, I think we're on our way, Stephen.
Well, you know, we're not even close to a third world country, are we?
Stephen, if people can't get hospital appointments, can't get hospital operations, if people have to lie on trolleys for 24 hours, are you telling me that that's a modern health service?
It means that government is unsustainable. It means that ministers resign, Michael. That's the scenario in front of you.
Well, Stephen, maybe
it means that direct rule comes back. That's what's in front of you.
Well, Stephen, maybe that may not be the worst case scenario, because you had a lady on in the news this week who was asked to do something that was against her principles, and she was vilified by the Democratic Unionist.
We're going down a tangent. We're going off on a tangent here.
Talking about self-interest. These people have self-interest. They have no interest whatsoever for the working class if in any way their party is damaged. So what they need to do is, all I hear is that we're having a meeting this morning, we're having a meeting tomorrow, we're having a meeting next week. Get down, throw the toys out of the pram and act like sensible adults and sort the problem out.
It's difficult for them because Sinn Féin are publicly saying that no existing or future benefit claimants will be affected. No one will. And the DUP are saying that's impossible. So square that circle.
Well, Stephen, I'm not a politician. I'm not getting 48 grand a year. I'm not a spod in the office of the First Deputy First Minister who, at a meeting a couple of weeks ago, refused to answer questions because it involved party politics.
Okay, Michael, thank you. Let me speak to Fred in Lisburn. Morning, Fred.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Fred. What do you make of this?
I'd like to ask one question first. Before you even look at hospitals or schools, money from that, how much is being taken out of transport? Do you have a figure to hand?
Transport.
Transport and roads.
Well, that's part of DRD. Let me look down here. You ready for this? If the Permanent Secretary for the Department of Finance steps in, you ready for this?
No, but go on.
£157.8 million.
Right. Take that £157.8 million. How are we going to get our children to school? How are we going to get them home safely?
That's why I'm telling you this story is so important today.
How are we going to get home from work? How is emergency services going to use a road network that will fall apart?
Well, that's why I am looking for the politicians of this country to front up this morning. They can't bury their heads in the sand now.
Exactly.
Where are they? Come on the radio, reassure the public what you're going to do. Your question is it's a simple question, but it's an incredibly intelligent question. How are ordinary public services going to function?
Yeah, exactly. What should happen here, Stephen, is quite simple. Stop their pay rises. They got 11% last year. Where's that all coming out of? That money could go back in to help us. If they can't do their job, put them on performance-related pay or get them out.
You might have heard of the scenarios in America where there are these budget shutdowns. It just strikes me that this is...
It could well be like that.
A similar scenario here in Northern Ireland. Just came to my head there
now. It could well be like that. We don't need this. We need to be looking forward. We need to be investing in our future, not kicking up every time you don't get your way.
Fred, thank you. Pamela and Bangor. Morning, Pamela.
Hello, Stephen. Yes, do you know a wee question? Now, I missed the start of your show, but a wee question that I have never heard anybody ask. Any of the parties that would like an All-Ireland, have they talked to the Southern government to put in place, maybe over a period of a few years, but to land the Southern government with maybe 1.2 million people? And how would that affect our economy up here? And if we had to have the loser powers here and it went over to England, that would be very devastating for genuine people who are on benefits and maybe the roads and the health and all this here.
Alistair MacDonald and the Green Party hold the balance of power here on Tuesday. So this bill comes before, the welfare bill comes before the Assembly on Tuesday, Pamela, right?
Right.
As things stand. This is as things stand. So the DUP have proposed that bill. Sinn Féin at this stage will try to block it. They don't have enough people to block it. So they need the support. They need two. So they need either two from the SDLP to block it, or they need Stephen Agnew plus one.
Why are Sinn Féin wanting to block it? I know they're saying that they're fighting for people, but then I hear on the other hand that the other ministers are saying, well, we're losing something like £2 million per day.
Well, Sinn Féin are in a really interesting situation here because their political position is that they will refuse to implement welfare reform. Their political position is that they have given a cast iron guarantee to the people of this country that no existing or future benefit claimant will be affected by any welfare reform that is controlled by Stormont. Now, the reality for Sinn Féin is that if they do manage to help to block this bill, welfare reform is going to come anyway, and potentially, and actually, if the Secretary of State steps in, and actually could come in an even harsher way than what they're trying to block. That's the reality for Sinn Féin.
Well, that's right, but, you know, are they really governed by the South, where their headquarters would be? Surely to goodness, you know, it's all very well holding a stance, per se, but you're affecting hundreds of thousands of people.
Now, Sinn Féin have an alternative view as well, Pamela.
Right.
Which is, why don't all of the political parties stand up to the Tories? Why don't the DUP and the SDLP and the Alliance Party and the Green Party, every political party in Northern Ireland, unite and say to the Tories, we ain't doing it?
Well, Stephen, like, I'm only, and I literally am, a Miss Five by Five. I think that really is a pie in the sky. You know, that's like clutching at straws. Sinn Féin know that it's not going to happen. So they're just harping on about the same thing. And, you know, I don't mind what you are, who you are, or anything, but really Sinn Féin are holding Northern Ireland to ransom. And they'll know their driver if we are have to be ruled by over in England, because the English people aren't fussed on us.
Okay.
If they could get rid of us tomorrow, they would.
Pamela, thank you.